Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Larry the Cable Guy from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
A friend with Tito than you?
Tito can't do this.
You just proved.
He doesn't have nunchuck skills or whatever these skills are called. Kendama skills. What's the nicest gift you've ever received? Like out of the blue, like what's the one thing that you were just like, wow, like I can't believe you thought of me.
From anybody?
From anybody. What's the greatest gift you've ever received?
Non-family. I'm a big fan of the challenge coin that I got from Joe Montega.
Oh, yeah.
You know, who we were not friends. And he still honored me with that. You know, a couple of other guys have given me their jerseys, which has been pretty cool. I can't think of anything you've given me. A football from a guy.
I gave you a headache.
Yeah.
And I gave you better ratings.
You do give me headaches, that's for sure. All right, so last night, I believe, was the fifth episode of The Ultimate Fighter, which is available on ESPN+. Let's welcome to the program Eduardo Perez, better known as The Boogeyman.
Hey, guys. How's it going? How are you guys?
All right. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Glad to talk to you guys.
Awesome. Well, let's start with, how did you find out? Walk us through the process of being selected to be on this season of The Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah, so shout out to my manager, Lamont. He reached out to me and asked me if I wanted to be in The Ultimate Fighter. You know, it was a no-brainer. You know, I've been watching this since I was a kid. So when I got the opportunity, I jumped on it. I told him absolutely. And then I filled out my application. I went I got flown out. I went to the interviews and all that. And so then I got selected. And then from there, it was just, you know, on to the next thing.
Before I ask you this question, just to show that I'm kidding, we're going to have a good time. I've been involved with covering the Ultimate Fighter since season one. So when I ask you about the gym, and couldn't you find a better gym to be a member at than AKA, I'm saying that as a joke. After watching you last night, I do not want you mad at me.
No, absolutely not. I mean, AKA, you know, it's world renowned. We got, you know, great guys. We got, you know, guys like Khabib. We have, you know, DC, Kane. You know, Kane was a big inspiration to me growing up. So, you know, I'm only an hour away from AKA. So it was something that was very doable, and it was a no brainer for me.
How difficult has it been for you and for the team at AKA with the whole situation that Kane's going through?
Oh man, yeah. Unfortunately, you know, when it happened, I was actually at the house, the Ultimate Fighter house in Vegas. So I didn't know about it till like a week after it happened, and it was definitely, you know, it was a downer. We didn't know what was going on. We didn't know what was going to happen. Kane, you know, at the gym is, you know, everybody. He helps everybody out. He was helping me out to get ready for the show. So it's definitely a hard loss right now. We're hoping the best, though. We still don't know what's going to happen.
And just to throw this out, he's a great guy to everybody. You know, yeah, he's great to the people that he knows at AKA. But, you know, I've seen him, you know, since he started his career with the UFC, you know, how he treats fans, how he treats the media, how he treats, you know, opponents, you know, has been top-notch since day one.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we get people, you know, fans that, you know, go out to the gym all the time, and, you know, they run into some of the fighters, you know, like Kane, Khabib. Kane, you know, he never denies them anything. He's always taking pictures with fans. He's so humble, you know, given the level that he's reached in MMA. He is, you know, down-to-earth guy, and I wish nothing but the best, and I hope to see him, you know, out soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Where have you watched, you know, stalk. I'm not stalking you or anything. I'm just curious. You know, where do you watch every week? Do you have a big get-together, a big party somewhere?
Yeah, so this week I watched my episode at home with my family. We watched it over at my sister's house, my sister Rosa. She, that's kind of like where the family gets together, at her house, in Pinole, California. So yeah, we had like a little food. It was, you know, pretty intimate. It was just my siblings and I.
Where are we? I think I turned me down by a mistake. Where are we in filming right now?
We are in the fifth, so like around almost halfway.
Roughly how many days?
I want to say, let's see, maybe just like 20 days in.
20 days in. Just curious. And again, we're only talking up through, you know, last night's episode.
Yeah. So up until maybe like 25 days in. 20 days in.
Oh, I thought you had something. You looked at me like you were going to talk. You're useless over here. My co-host is forgets how to talk when a guest comes on. Talk about it, and it was briefly addressed last night, more from Max, you know, than you. Being, you know, the first pick, being kind of like the guy with the bullseye on, and then, you know, fighting the guy that was picked last. Was that more pressure? Was there added pressure? Or is there already pressure just going in there and fighting for a UFC contract?
Yeah, no, absolutely. There was pressure just, you know, going in, fighting, you know, for the contract with the UFC. It's just, I've never overlooked Bobby, you know. People keep saying that, but, you know, they don't understand that Bobby is a world-class grappler. You know, he's won worlds, I believe, in Gi and every belt division up until black belt. So, you know, he's a highly decorated grappler. So people, you know, don't know the ins and outs, but he was probably maybe one of the most dangerous ones there. You know, he's a veteran. He's been there before. You know, you look at his physique, you know, he's a very fit individual. So I did not take him lightly at all. I knew going in there was going to be a hard fight if I didn't, you know, go out there and do what I needed to do.
Talk about the very start of the fight. You know, everybody was confident. You know, even his own team, you know, felt like this was going to be a fight, but that you should take this fight fairly easy. Talk about the very start of the fight, because, you know, I'm sure that fans watching are like, what's going on? What were you thinking at the very beginning of the fight?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, my coaches, you know, Coach Amanda and her team, we were preparing for more of like a Greco-Roman, which is what we saw towards, you know, after I got up from the first takedown, more of like a tie up, you know, top, you know, clinch game to take down. It wasn't so much of like a single double, which is what he, you know, initially did, which is what surprised me, which, you know, he got me with. So we only have a week and a half to prepare for someone, you know, so we have to adjust on the fly. So, yeah, I mean, you know, he took me down. I was a little bummed at myself that, you know, I let him take me down. So I definitely, you know, wanted to come back and then prove a point and finish Bobby in the fight.
So I don't always not talk, but yeah. I do have a question. You know, back in the day when UFC, like the Tough series started, you know, it was unknown. It wasn't mainstream. People didn't know what UFC was. They didn't understand the letters behind it. They still thought it was barbaric, you know, and I know a lot of the guys that started it were like pioneers and like they were doing it because of they were on the ground level. But how cool is it to be on ESPN and in the bottom right hand corner it says tune in to this week's episode of Tough, and it's promoting you on the 4-letter network. And how cool is it to have those 3 letters behind your name?
Yeah, it's surreal sometimes, you know. I get messages from family members, friends that, you know, are tuning in every week, and, you know, they're hitting me up saying, man, like, we can't believe this, like, we're so proud of you. And, you know, going into the show, I knew it was a process. I knew that, you know, I had to go in there, perform, and slowly everything was going to, you know, be in place. But it's still surreal sometimes, you know, watching the episodes and after this week, you know, which was my fight. It means a lot, you know, it definitely means a lot. It motivates me to keep, you know, training hard and then going to the next level and then, you know, getting a contract with the UFC.
How difficult has it been since you've been out of the house? You know, you knew, you know, the people that were there filming, you know, your teammates, and I even hate, even after last night's episode, you know, it's difficult to call people that you just met and you've been together for 10 days, quote-unquote teammates. But how difficult has it been to keep the success of last night's episode to yourself and not let anybody know?
It definitely has been a little bit difficult. You know, like I said, there's a lot of people tuning in, so they're keeping up to date. You know, they're asking, you know, what's going to happen next. You know, what's going on. I'm like, you know what, just tune in, keep watching the fights. You know, thank you guys for the support. Just keep watching. You know, big things are coming. Just keep watching the show.
I'm curious as to during the fight, and then as you rewatched it last night, and I'll tell you my opinion before you even answer. Talk to me about the ending of the fight. You know, I'm very critical of, and I am a judge in the state of Florida, I am critical of referees that, you know, stop fights too early. But even I was screaming to myself in my den watching the screener that fight should have been stopped way before it was.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that because, you know, when we got back home to the Ultimate Fighter house, you know, I don't know if you guys know Bobby or talk to Bobby Maximus. He's a great guy. You know, we still keep in contact to this day. We call each other all the time. But yeah, I mean, I was like, hey, man, you know, I don't say I'm sorry, but, you know, I thought the fight should have been stopped a little earlier as well. I told them, you know, I think the ref should have stopped it a little bit earlier. I agree with you guys. You know, I think there was an elbow that was landed, you know, right before the punches were thrown that kind of cut him open. I think that should have been the end of the fight.
And that was after the left punch and the right hook and the left jab and there was a lot of punches thrown. Obviously, great job by you, but you know you can only do what you can do until they step in and stop it.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. I saw in my head, you know, I wish the ref would have stopped it, you know, a little bit sooner. But you know, I had to, you know, do what I had to do until the judge, you know, pulled me off.
When do, and again, we're only talking up through last night's episode, so, you know, that's all I'm asking is up to that point. Have you yet, through halfway through the filming, started, and it's kind of funny because the other side brought up about training and, you know, was Bobby talking about it, so I'm not asking that, but I'm asking, up to this point, have you started worrying about, and again, I don't know to call a teammate somebody that you've only been together for 10 days, but that you may be fighting that person, you know, to win the Ultimate Fighter. Has that popped into your head yet?
Yeah, absolutely. I talked about it on the show with my other teammate, Chandler Cole. We were like, hey, man, you know, if we make the finale and we have to fight each other, you know, we'll go out there and put on a great show, you know, like, no hard feelings. We're super, you know, tight. So it was going to be just pure, you know, competition. There was like, no ill will towards each other. We knew that we both are chasing the same thing. So, you know, whether I win or he loses, or he wins or I lose, you know, it's going to be to a great person, you know?
Sure, sure. How difficult has it been to get accustomed to cameras literally everywhere?
At the beginning, I'm not going to lie, it was, you know, it was a little nerve-wracking, you know. You got people who, you know, that's what they do for a living. They, you know, they have cameras in front of you, you know, mics in front of you. So it was just a matter of time before I got a little bit more comfortable with cameras and the mics and the interviews and the questions.
Interesting. It was a really an enjoyable episode last night. Eduardo, I want to thank you for coming on today. I know that we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a box of really cool socks from Odd Sock Official as well for coming on.
Oh, man, thank you, guys. I really appreciate you guys having me on. And, you know, I appreciate you guys covering the sport and then shedding light on the sport and, you know, helping it grow.
My pleasure. Been there since the very beginning. We will definitely get you on again, Mr. Boogeyman.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
All right. Take care of you as well. Great episode, Matt. You know, you need to go back and watch it. Yeah, it's on ESPN+.
I got to go back. I got to get back into it. Like, I really should. There's no reason not to.
There really isn't.
I mean, it's better than it was back in the day because the skills are so much more refined.
True.
The arsenal, the you know, things that made the sport so great in the beginning was like the leverage and what the Gracies did, and like they could, you know, submit you. And but now those puzzles have been cracked. I mean, now there's codes to all the jitsu. Like, you don't really get caught in the rear naked chokes and the things that you once did, the triangle chokes. you know, unless you end up in a bad position. So the game's evolved. The athletes are so much more explosive and more athletic.
You know how far the sport has evolved? And it's still not where you seem to think it is. It's still not where I think the UFC thinks it is. It's still got a long, 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 long way to go. But it was a question on The Chase. I think it was yesterday. Have you seen the show The Chase?
No.
So it's three contestants, and then you have these, you know, brainiacs. The two guys from Jeopardy.
Okay.
You know, the one guy, Ken, whatever his name is.
Right.
Who's not back this season, and then the big poker player who went on to win X amount of money.
Right.
So the question was, which one of these is illegal? And it said MMA, and then it said the UFC. Choking from behind, hair pulling, and I forget what the third one was. And it's not the point of the question. The point was that it was a question.
Yeah.
You know, on Jeopardy, on The Chase, on all that, which is still very cool to me. But I still think, and I used to argue this with Weggs all the time, I still think it's got a long, long way to go.
It absolutely does.
To be mainstream. It's mainstream. It's on ESPN. It's on ESPN Plus. It's on pay-per-view. There's a lot of MMA going on, which is fantastic. But yeah, it was cool. And last night's episode really, really was cool. And the week before, I thought was one of my favorite episodes, where an alternate came in and kind of was thrown in right away, and, you know, former Joe Stevenson.
I think the only thing I don't like about it is that it's so frequent. The fighters are so the fights are so frequent now. It doesn't give you time to build up these storylines behind the athlete.
That's why the Ultimate Fighter. That's why the beauty of the Ultimate Fighter.
For sure.
You know, it does build it up, and that's why I've done these segments with the Ultimate Fighter for that reason. Because I want, and that's been my thing in all my sports. You know, the NFL stuff that I do. I want people to get to know these players.
Sure.
You know Caleb, know Alex. You know, everybody knows Tom Brady. Yeah. Everybody knows Mike Evans. Everybody knows Rob Gronkowski, on and on and on. You know, it's the storylines of the Aaron Steckers back in the day. Martin Gramatica before he was, you know, Automatica Gramatica. And that's what I like about the Ultimate Fighter as well. You form these relationships. Eduardo will be on the show whether he wins this event or not, whether he signs with the UFC, whether, you know, he goes to another organization, because he's a really fun dude.
Sure.
And last night's episode was cool. This dude is huge. You know, I think Bobby Maximus is probably 6'4", and Eduardo towered over him. You know, just barely made weight, 266, I believe.
Now, are they ever going to do a super heavyweight division?
According to Dana, no, which probably means yes. But
he never gives his hand, does he?
Well, you know, could there be one? Sure. I would rather there be a 235 than a super heavyweight.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, again, it's...
Because in the lower weight classes, it goes up every 10 pounds.
Right.
So, but then you get to 205 and then 265. That's right. A big gap.
Well,
that's a big difference.
I think, and I could be wrong, I want to say Maximus was like 235, and he's 265. And Bobby said that, you know, after the fight, that, you know, he just couldn't move him. But at the very beginning, I knew who won, you know, because I get the screen.
Right.
I knew who won, and I still said, did I read that right? Do I know this right? Do I? Because at the very beginning, he is taken down. You know, he is on his back. He is. But just the power, you know, of Eduardo was, he's going to be a force to reckon with.
Yeah. And did you see the world's former strongman? He turned MMA fighter and like threw an uppercut and just crushed the dude. I don't know what series he fought in.
No, I didn't see that.
But he's a world's strongman. He's crossing over to MMA.
There's supposedly a BKFC announcement coming out tomorrow. Now, I just spoke to David Feldman, and he's not prepared. It's not all T's and I's.
Okay.
But I guess the big fight that's going to be announced for London.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, they're going across the pond.
No idea, you know, who that is, you know, who it's going to be, and he did not tell.
What do they eat over there? They eat fish and chips, but it's not fish?
No, it is fish.
Oh, it is fish.
Yeah, it's the same as that you get to Long John Silver's.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just like, you know, the cheesesteak that somebody had that they just got down the street and Ubered in it over here.
Huh. I didn't realize that the Brits were keen on fish.
When we went... When we went over, Sean and I was in Matt Hughes's entourage, walked down the ramp. I have never been more scared in my life, just so you know.
Walking down a ramp?
Walking down that ramp.
Why?
A, it was slick. you know, and as we're walking down.
Your silver sneakers don't have traction?
I guess not. I wanted spikes because, you know, it was those metal grates. So if I had spikes, I could have, like, but I was petrified that I was going to fall. Hmm. You know, and that would have been ugly.
Yeah, I missed the ramps.
I missed all of that. I've always said that. You know, I miss them coming down. You know, I blatantly remember, and it's one of my favorite images, is Tito walking down the ramp with the flag and all that. But we've talked about this. How many walkouts do you remember? What walkouts do you remember?
Just Hogan coming
to the
ring.
No, I'm talking real sports.
That's real. That's real as it gets.
What?
I'm a real American? But Hulk Hogan, there's no better walkout
song. Tom Lawler came out to that.
There's no greater walkout song than that.
Sure there is.
No.
I could think of a couple.
I mean, maybe Ain't No Sunshine by Anderson Silva.
But see, that's not a better song.
No, but when you heard it,
it's iconic. You know it's him.
It was curtains.
Right.
Like, you knew he was going to walk through, and he's still knocking people out at 49 years old.
Is he 49?
I think he's
49. I don't think he's 49.
You don't think Anderson's 49?
I don't think he is.
Really?
I don't think he is.
I'm going to Google it.
I don't. But there are certain songs that you hear and instantly, and it was played before. You know, the Ronda Rousey walkout. I don't give a damn about my bad reputation. You know that's Ronda right away. Country Boy Will Survive. You know that's Matt Hughes.
47 years old.
Okay, that's not 49.
But it's close enough.
Well, it's really not. When you start getting up at those ages.
When you're fighting at 47, still knocking people out, like former world champions he's knocking out.
It is impressive. But no, what I'm saying is I agree with you that Ain't No Sunshine is not an iconic necessarily song, but you know that that's Anderson Silva as soon as you hear it.
Yeah, it's like the Undertaker. Like, you're going to hear the pallbearer. Like, you hear the bell toll.
Why are you bringing up scripted when, like, we're talking as real as it gets?
Those are a country boy can't survive. Like, Matthews.
I already said that. Thanks for tuning in.
What did St. Pierre come out to? Like a French ballad?
French ballad. He waltzed down. Is that what you're saying? He waltzed down.
An opera.
Wonder Boy song, which is the Jack Black. Yeah, you know his song. Come on.
I probably do.
It's the only song I know of Jack Black because, you know, he's in that whatever band he's in. What else? What else can you think of? That's instant. See, really, there can't be too much then if you can't think of any.
Yeah. I mean, what did Chuck Liddell come out to?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. All right, it's weird, huh?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. Now, you probably wouldn't know it if you heard it. But, A, you know, I don't remember much anyway. But they're the only ones that I really remember.
Did Couture come out to Natural Born Killers?
I couldn't tell you.
Well, he's a natural, like, so it makes sense.
Natural Born Killer is Carlos Condit. Anyway. Connor came out to Sinead O'Connor. That's all I know.
Yeah.
I'm saying I don't remember the song.
But see how important it is to have, like, iconic. Like, if these guys are professional entertainers and they're brand ambassadors, they're building a brand and leaving an impression behind. That's their job.
It's interesting that you say that. I'm not ripping. As Ric Flair's daughter just got married, you know, Charlotte.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to her. But, you know, all those performers, you can identify who it is through the music.
Right.
Instantly.
Sure.
You know, the cracked glass. You know it's Stone Cold right away.
Absolutely.
You're right. The bongs or whatever.
You know the Undertaker's about to come out and just face choke slam somebody.
Or do whatever. I'm trying to think what other ones stick out. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, that's instant. What are you going to Google top walkout songs?
Greatest walkout songs.
All right, we'll do that when we come back. We'll hit the bottom of the hour break when we come back. More shenanigans, and maybe it's almost time. About another 15 minutes, I'll put the order in for my Philly's cheesesteak from down the street and have it Uber delivered to Tournament de Pizza. What's the address here?
170. 47th Avenue Northeast.
Okay, so we'll have it delivered here at that address. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sun. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Michael Clayton from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Eight Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Martin Gramatica, talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, the one that I couldn't think of, I knew it was Tom Petty, so I Googled it, was Chris Weidman's I Won't Back Down.
Oh, yeah.
Which is...
That's a great...
It's a great song, and it's great...
The meaning behind it.
Right, great. The meaning behind it.
For the fight game, it's awesome.
Any others that you were able to locate on all of your awesome research?
I'll be honest with you. I typed in UFC and TMZ Sports popped up on my search, and it says Ukrainian boxer Oleg Prudsky, champ, killed in war with Russia. I mean, with all the craziness going on in the world right now, we forgot there's a war going on in another part of the world, and he was a two-time Ukrainian boxing champion. He was killed defending his country against the Russian troops. He was just 30 years old, and this was reported on 5/24 of 22.
Bad stuff.
So,
awful to hear.
So as we talk about, you know, combat sports and fighting and, you know, champions, some people are making the ultimate sacrifice coming off of Memorial Day weekend, which is a very symbolic day. So
that it is.
Prayers for all those involved.
Chuck Liddell came out to, it says, Too Cold by Vanilla Ice.
Oh, he should have come out to Ice Ice Baby, right?
I mean, Eddie Wineland, according to this list, came out to AC/DC Shoot to Thrill.
Ooh.
I don't know who. Oh, Kimbo came out to All I Do Is Win.
Did he really win? What did he really
Kimbo?
Do? Kimbo. I mean, did he really win?
Rich Franklin came out to AC/DC For Those About to Rock. According to the list, I don't remember.
You should come out to like a math song.
32. The 32. I think he came out. It should be higher.
You should have been like
Matt Hughes, a country boy will survive.
What's that song with the phone number in it?
I don't know.
9063124. Like, he should have done the number song if it's Matt Hughes.
Roy Nelson probably came out to the greatest walkout song of all time, "Fat" by Weird Al Yankovic. That's awesome. Roy Nelson laughed at himself you know, had a good time, very talented.
Great guy.
A black belt, all method man and red man. The Rockwilder was Nogueira.
Okay.
Amazing. That's right. Frank Mir King came out to Amazing. I didn't know that was by Kanye West, but Frankie Edgar kicking the door. I'm trying to look through these. Some of these I don't even recognize. I don't even know these songs.
Yeah. 36 best walkout songs.
John Fitch came out to Johnny Cash. Your boy Anderson with DMX.
Yeah, that's. I mean, he made that song. I mean, that's his song now.
I agree. Check Yourself. Somebody came out to Check Yourself.
Black Sabbath. I mean, you got a Megadeth shirt. Oh, I thought that was a Megadeth. It's an Eagle FC-46. It looks like a Megadeth concert shirt, Steve.
Quentin came out to Ain't Stomping Me.
Okay.
This just got California Love. Uriah Faber came out to Uriah.
Antonio Silva came out to Lose Yourself by Eminem.
Forrest Griffin. You know what Forrest Griffin came out to?
No.
Dropkick Murphys. Shipping out to Boston. Up to Boston.
I mean, Michael Bisping came out, fittingly enough. London Calling.
London Falling Clash. Down.
London Calling, not Falling.
Okay.
I mean, but yeah. No, I think they got to really work on. If I was a fighter, I would spend more time working on my entrance and my performance and my theatrical of like the walkout and the show.
It's important.
Because Luis Palomino has the greatest walkout of all walkouts. With the drums and the. I mean, it's the greatest walkout in all bare knuckle, period.
Well, maybe. No, I disagree. It's not the best in bare knuckle.
Really?
It's not even close.
Who's better than that?
Unfortunately, I do not like giving Lorenzo Hunt more credit than he already gives himself.
Because he bought you a Diet Coke.
He did buy me a Diet Coke, which makes it the absolute.
Because he had the money machine?
Yes, he did.
I mean, it was pretty cool. The money machine is a good gimmick, but. The drums was pretty dope.
Oh, I mean, it was cool.
The only thing I don't like about the drums is it took DJ Tony out of the equation. He had nothing to do. While the drums were going on, he had nothing to do.
When's the next BKFC, do you know?
June 11th, Jackson, Mississippi. Tony and I will be there live.
Good
representing Knockout Radio.
Good for both of you.
I'll be Randy Harris.
You won't be me.
Oh, I'm there. I would tell people that I'm you.
You won't be
That's
me.
That's why you get the hate mail.
And you're not representing me.
And you probably have a parking ticket or two in Biloxi. I'm just saying.
Well, it don't matter. I don't care. I'll take a parking ticket with my name on it because it's not my ID.
What we're
going
to do is we're going to wear our Knockout Radio shirts. We're going to go eat at a buffet, and then we're going to run out. We're not going to pay. And then we're like, put that on Randy Harris' tab.
That's fine. That's fine. I want photos.
Of the jail? Of the
no, just of you guys running out.
Oh, we would do it. Oh, video evidence.
Do they even have buffets open there?
In Jackson, I don't know if they have I don't think they know what that word is there.
See, I didn't go back to Biloxi because they're not open yet.
Yeah, Jackson was a real small town.
I got a surprise for Steve.
Ooh.
Yeah. I was able to get a reservation at the buffet at Wynn in Vegas.
Wynn.
When?
Yeah, when.
When Steve and I are going to Vegas in July.
When is the reservation? When is the reservation?
It's when we're there. that's how Steve answers stuff. Where are you going? There.
He does do that.
When are you going to get there?
That's
why
he's always there solo, because he has no friends. Like, that's a weird conversation.
I don't know.
How come I didn't get invited to the fishing excursion?
It should tell you something, shouldn't it?
I mean, you don't trust me with a bow?
We didn't bow fish.
Oh. I mean, still, I would.
I wouldn't know. I would not go on a fishing vessel with you with a bow.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why do you really think I'm going to shoot you with a bow?
I don't trust you.
I mean, accidentally.
I don't even like you. Why would I? Why would I trust you?
I mean, I would shoot you in the front. I wouldn't shoot you in the back.
Oh, you do everything else. Yeah.
I'd make sure you see it coming.
How about pull up the card and let's look at the rest of the card?
Oh, yeah. We are a combat show.
Yeah. We're supposed to be a combat show.
We should talk about the fights.
Well, there's going to be a couple fights tonight as the Lightning get back on the ice.
Yeah, they do fight. The original bare knuckle are hockey players.
Did you see that they did it again where they had some hockey players fight a combat fight, not a hockey match, on skates like it was a hockey game?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
They're the real tough guys. The guys that, you know, will lose two teeth and be back on the ice. They won't miss another shift.
True.
The guys that, you know, will get a gash over their, you know, left eye. Get 42 stitches and they don't miss a shift.
All right, here's your main event Saturday, June 4th.
Rosenstruck, right?
4 o'clock p.m. early start time.
Like it.
It is your UFC Fight Night Volkov versus Rosenstruck. So, who you got? Who you going to take?
I'm going to take Rosenstruck just because I like him.
What's wrong with the producer? Did you forget to charge your phone? We'll be back. No, poor guy's got to go sit in the limo the rest of the show.
hopefully he's got it running so the air is nice and cool back there.
Your co-main event is Dan Ige versus
Ige.
Evolve? There's too many vowels.
I think you should get fined every time you can't say somebody's name.
I don't have that kind of money. Featherweight fight, Mike Trezano versus Lucas Almeida. Your women's flyweight, Karine Silva versus Pauliana Botelho.
Oh, my God.
It's terrible reading his names. Like Ode Osborne versus...
O'Day, you don't remember he was on?
I know, O'Day, but he's fighting a guy, Zarrukh. What is that?
What is that?
I mean, you could say it backwards or forwards.
And you'd butcher it both ways.
A-D-A-S-H-E-V.
I have pronounce A-D-A.
That. Pronounce that.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, there are a bunch of people I've never heard of.
And they've never heard of you.
That's not true, but they're fighting on that card. And good luck to all those guys.
I don't know if you could say guys.
Good luck to all those people.
All those athletes.
All those
athletes.
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 Yeah.
That's how you cover it. Masks are coming back. Do you hear that?
What is?
Masks.
Oh, they. I went to GFS the other day, and everybody's got their mask. I'm like, what did I miss? They're like, yeah, the mandate's back. I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, yeah, COVID's up. It's ridiculous.
There's some schools that are
ridiculous. The only thing that's up right now is gas prices. $4.69 the average.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, we'll start the chant.
My boss is in town.
We'll start the chant. Let's go.
Brandon.
Let's go.
Brandon.
We'll do that when we return.
Get over here.
This is Knockout Radio brought to you by Let's Go Brandon when we return.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Leroy Glover from the Dallas Cowboys, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
E-Tech e-bikes provides the best in quality, technology, innovation, power, and luxury. Eco-friendly, foldable, and powered by Baofeng Motors, Shimano Brakes, Tesla, and Samsung batteries, E-Tech bikes are ideal for commuting, recreation, mountain, or sport use. Built for optimal power and energy efficiency, E-Tech e-bikes have up to 100-mile range and speeds up to 30 miles per hour. Use our discount code 100OFF today at etechbikes.com. That's E-T-E-K bikes.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
And by the way, let's go, Brandon.
Jury has spoken. Have you heard?
What jury?
The jury has spoken in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard case.
Oh, what happened?
Who do you think? Who do you think won?
Oh, Johnny Depp.
Brandon. Everybody wins in Brandon's world. So who won, Brandon?
I'm going to go with Amber.
The jury has found for both. How about that? They both won. What a waste of time.
Wow.
I just lost, you know, the
ultimate participation trophy.
Yeah. So thanks for being professional over on that table, by the way. Oh, my God.
Our producer
these people have been around forever, yet they still leave phones to ring a ding, ding, ding. So Johnny Depp won more money. So does that mean ultimately he's the winner? She won like $2 million. He won $10 million.
From who?
Each other.
Right. It doesn't even make sense.
Well, they're exes.
Yeah, but
they sued for defamation.
Who's going to pay what? So he just cuts a check for eight. She cuts him a check for $8
million? She probably doesn't. I don't know what she's worth. I don't know. But Johnny Depp, I guess, lost his gig as the pirate.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from what I understand.
There's an opening.
Well, I think The Rock's taking it.
He's too big.
Rock's taking
There's
everything.
No pirates that big. They don't have that kind of food out there.
Now, I've never.
Scurvy. He's gonna get ringworm.
Yeah, like that. You know,
I've never seen the movie. Whatever the movie is that he's in.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
I've never seen.
You've never seen.
I've never.
You've been on the ride.
I've been on the ride.
Of course you have.
You know when the pirate chases the woman, and then they changed it to the woman chasing the pirate.
You don't have to see the movie. Just go to Disney.
But my son said the greatest line in movies. I think it's still the Rocky Balboa line about you knock him down.
Why is the rum gun?
Huh?
Isn't that the line? Why is the rum gun?
I don't even know what that means.
Okay, never mind.
Okay. He says the greatest line is when, I guess, whoever they are, they catch Johnny Depp, and they're, like, taking everything from him. And the guy says to Johnny Depp that you are the worst pirate I've ever heard of. And he goes, but you have heard of me.
That's how I feel about this radio show gig. I may be the worst radio show host you ever heard, but you know me.
But they don't know you.
They do now.
So what up, Brandon? Can I say that? What's up, Brandon? Dude,
I got both my bosses at the same table.
Right now.
Yeah, and he's got to bring that toy to you. And now you've been.
It's a gift.
It's a tool of human enhancement is what it is.
It's a Japanese skill toy.
That's all.
And, he needs a lot of enhancing.
He just got enhanced.
We're a combat sports show. This Japanese skill trainer is helping people.
I'd rather have nunchucks.
I mean, we can get those.
I'd rather have that than. If we're going to have a fight, I'm going to win with the nunchucks.
But I got a spear.
Yeah, you don't know that.
Yeah, you don't want
you have one. You have a nice one.
You don't want this in the eye.
But see, here's the difference between Chucklehead and me, okay? I've honored it. I've put it in my display case, you know, of all the crap that's in my house.
And then when you die, I'm going to get all that crap.
That's in the display case.
I'm getting that kendama back. I want you to play it, though. It's nice. I want you to play it. But I'm happy that it has a good home on
display. Yeah, I put it on display.
Brandon, when he dies and he left the will, then it says I got nothing, and then the junk people show up, I'm taking the kendama with me. I'll get his kendama back.
He probably has a box that says nothing on it, and that's all going to be your right. stuff that's in there. Everything.
Would you do? He would do that.
I would do that.
But it's nice to have both my bosses at the same time.
You've already said it twice, and we both ignored it.
That's how like, nice it is, though. It feels that good.
Man, I don't have a boss, which is what's ironic. I actually work for DJ Tony.
You made it to the boss's table.
I what? The boss's table. Isn't that,
Tony? Like all of us.
Isn't that on the Food Channel?
The boss's table?
The boss's table?
I don't know.
I think that's on the Hell's Kitchen dude.
Okay.
Where the big celebrities sit in the back of the kitchen. What are you doing in town? Checking up on him?
Living the dream. I'm doing whatever my wife tells me to do, really.
So that's the real boss's table.
That's the real boss's table. That's the fact right there.
How many times have you and your partners wanted to fire and get rid of Matt? Be honest.
Well, never.
I'm CEO.
He made employee of the year.
That did.
Like the first month out of the gate. We were like, wow.
Well, it was just you and him.
Have a lot of competition, but he did make, he's a star. Matt's a stud. Oh, yeah. He's got star power.
Killing it.
See, that's why he acts the way he does, because people like you give him false sense of
he does good work.
Himself. No, he doesn't.
He does great. Not with you.
At least you're right.
But,
I put no effort into this company.
Outside of you, it's great.
No effort into this brand.
One of my favorite things is watching your face while he speaks and his face while you speak. And it's just hilarious because Matt's like, oh, shit, is that real? Oh,
shoot. Oh, what is wrong with you? It's shoot. Turn his mic off.
Turn it down.
Here, I'm trying to get you to fire Matt, and now I don't want you on anymore.
I got fired. FCC, they're coming for me.
Food on Brandon. Oh, that's true, too.
we're back. The GNAT, obviously, they have a conference down in Sarasota. They're going to take one of the trips.
Why would
down.
You say obviously? Like, people would know that.
Well, that's a big deal. And so they're in town for that. And then last week, 2 weeks ago, I donated blood to the Big Red Bus. And I did the actual Alex machine, which takes out the red blood cells. And so I was able to donate 430 milliliters of red blood cells in the GNAT training. It increases your red blood cell count. So, so we're getting market research data, saving lives. And pretty much feel like a hero today.
I'm pretty bored listening to you.
Donating blood is a big deal, and we just saw it in the tragedy and that shooting in Texas. Like, blood banks need donations, and so if you're healthy and you're able to donate, you should absolutely do it.
My dad was very proud. I think he had a thing for like 5 gallons or something.
Plus, it's like
a lot of blood.
Oil change for your body. I mean, I feel great. I feel
But I feel great without doing it. Why do I do it to feel great?
Better, you know what's on our card. Nothing feels good like feeling great. How do you know how good or great you're going to feel until you do it?
I always feel great after I eat a bag of Reese's.
That's because they're delicious.
Yes, they are.
I mean, it's not. Duh.
It is usually 3 in the morning.
I eat them just before I go to bed.
Reese's.
Yeah.
I'm actually not a big peanut butter fan, but that's me.
So what do you eat that's good?
Matt's pizza.
Yeah.
No, I said good.
It's really good.
Legendary.
It's like I got to figure out where he's ordering this Philly cheesesteak from, because that was also really good.
All right. I hate to say this, and I really don't want to bore our thousands and thousands of listeners.
You don't bore your mom listening.
But my mom doesn't listen. She has better things to do. He did make a burger the other day that was outstanding.
Yeah.
Now, all right. Let me rephrase this. He brought out a burger that was outstanding.
I made it. And you know how I know it's good? Because you posted about it on social media. You never reshare any of my stuff.
It was good. But like I said, I'm not sure you made it or that it was made here.
It was made here.
But it was good. I even told the guy who runs this place that it was good.
Yeah.
And then he ordered it.
He did.
Yeah.
And he said it was equally as good.
Well, he didn't tell me that.
Well, he told me that.
All right. But that doesn't, I don't know.
And my Yelp star went up from like 1 to like 1.2.
I thought you want to have higher numbers.
No, I'd stay at the bottom. Expectations low.
Not true.
Once asked Matt about doing we'd run a commercial for him, on the show. He goes, I don't want people here.
Yeah. It's way too much work. I mean, I got to clean. I got to open the door.
He's like, I don't want people coming through the door.
I really just want to be like a ghost kitchen. That's where the money's at. Just nobody knows. It just goes out through the internet, through tablet orders. They order online. It
Explain something to me. All right.
No,
so
you want people here. This place is amazing.
No, it's really not. But he doesn't want to disappoint. I get it. So there is a fairly well-known wing place.
Okay.
That I happened to be in the other day that they were making hamburgers for another company.
Okay.
Explain that.
It's a ghost kitchen.
It's white label.
So you have to have a commercial kitchen in order to produce food legally for the food license. So people who have, like, they can start a website, they can have a menu, but if they don't have a commissary or a commercial kitchen to produce it in, they can't make it from the residential home. It's illegal.
Right.
So they obviously have some kind of relationship, whether they own the wing place, you know, as a franchise, and they, you know, own the space and the lease, and they're doing their own little concept off of the ghost kitchen concept. But that's where the money is right now. They'll rent out a commercial place in an industrial park. You'll have like five different menus online, tacos, burgers,
but it's the same people that's making all the food, right?
Yeah, but it's the same place. You just have five different brands. It's five different restaurants. All it is a person from Uber picks it up at the door, delivers it to your house, and you ordered it from Loco Tacos.
Right.
But the next day, if that brand isn't doing well on their sales, they'll just take that website down and it's gone, disappears. And now that same place, they got four other brands and they add a new one.
But this wing place makes burgers.
Doesn't matter.
But they were making burgers for another burger company.
But they're making, it's a legal operation. So they have a grease trap, they have a hood, they have filtration.
Right, but I'm saying it's like, it would have been like coming in here and getting Dick's Pizza at Tournament de Pizza. And it's still you making the bad pizza, right?
Hey. The pizza here is amazing.
Depending on who's making it. Billy's here today, so it might be better.
Don't bring any more dicks into my restaurant, please, Randy. we're going to keep those guys out. It's just tour de pizza here.
But I'm saying that's what you're saying a ghost kitchen.
A ghost kitchen.
So you would be making the pizza for another pizza company.
If they're paying top dollar. If somebody said, hey, look, I'll pay you $10 if I can have my guy come in and use your equipment. Like for every pizza I sell or give you a percentage.
That's the question I asked and you ignored it. It's that same guy that's making
It depends.
The wings at this wing
place.
That
guy probably owns the building, the franchise, or he probably owns the lease. You know, he's probably making money on both ends. But if somebody was like, if I have a baker come in, somebody's like, hey, I have a pastry company and I want to do desserts.
Oh, that would be awesome. Could you do that and replace the pizza?
They could come in. They could use my place, my store. They could produce all the desserts for my staff, for my restaurant. So I could sell them here to my guests. But then they could have their own bakery that they're doing events and birthday parties and wedding showers. Like, absolutely. You could sublet that out for sure.
I'd like to get some good food in here.
I'd like to. I would too.
Poor Matt. I would like hurt his soul right there.
I would too.
Saw it on his face, but
Once in a while, the pizza. I'm hoping the pizza that I take home for dinner tonight will be good.
The real question is, Brandon, how does it feel coming from a hockey town, a legendary Colorado Avalanche, to know that
crushing it? Right
Tampa
now.
Is the greatest hockey town on the
Colorado's. Planet. Hold on, Colorado's really not
3 years
you know,
in a row.
A hockey town.
Pretty big. The big hockey town.
The Avalanche do a good job.
When was the last time they were in anything?
96.
96.
What are you talking about? Good year. Like last week. What are you talking about?
No, this year. I'm saying this year. They're in the West Coast Finals. I get that. But I'm saying before this year, when were they in the West Coast Finals?
I don't know. Not too long ago. I feel like we didn't win the Stanley Cup, but they made it pretty far in the finals, didn't they? Like... What?
Well, what's pretty far to you people?
Yeah, if you ain't first, you're
last. Can I say you people?
Yeah.
Meaning Coloradoans?
Is that because he's high? You say it because he's high?
I wish. not here.
No, but here's the thing.
It's legal here. Just get a card.
But how does it feel that the best hockey team is in a place that's so hot that it's really hard to keep ice?
It really doesn't even make sense to me.
We kill it down here.
What's this we? You're not a hockey player.
Oh,
and you're...
I'm a hockey guy all day.
Oh my God.
I'm pretty much the Wayne Gretzky of hockey.
No, Wayne Gretzky is the Wayne Gretzky of hockey.
Dang it.
He didn't think I'd catch it.
I gotta take my sweater back.
Oh, my God.
I just had it made with my name on it.
How did the Lightning do tonight?
They're rested.
They're rested.
They're going to come out.
Braden Point was on the ice today.
They're going to come out blazing.
All right, how about on the West? Who's going to win game one, the Avalanche or whoever they're playing?
I like the Avs. I like the Avs.
Oh, only because you're a homer.
Well, I don't know who the other team is.
They have probably the best player in hockey right now.
Who is that, McDavid?
McDavid is just unbelievable.
He is a beast.
I don't even like watching it,
well,
and I
us,
watched it.
All of us mix. Like, we're pretty special. Like,
I don't know if you could say that on the air.
That's pushing it. That was almost worse than...
McGregor, McDavid, McDonald. McDummy.
Well, that would be you.
We're all pretty special.
Unbelievable. Well, instead of saying "Let's go, Brandon," get out of here, Brandon. Because
I know my wife is. She's saying, "Let's go, Brandon."
So your wife is here for a women's empowerment.
Yeah.
Does your wife say that to you? Like, "Let's go, Brandon. We gotta leave."
Are we allowed?
She says it real cute, like in a little Australian accent. She doesn't know what she's saying, but
Can I go to a women's empowerment thing?
I've been trying to get in, and I say it's a sexist event because they're not letting any males in. At least.
Well, first of all, in today's world, they're not allowed to do that. Just go and say that you recognize yourself as a woman.
Yeah.
Identify as a woman.
Identify. That's the word.
That's it. I recognize myself as a woman.
They can't. Right. They can't deny you.
They can't.
It'll be weird.
Just say you're not a male.
Yeah. But
I haven't decided yet.
I'm leaning. I'm coming with two kids in tow, so I just got to figure that part out.
Well, you
really don't.
We'll see.
I think we should go and identify ourselves as empowering women.
All right, we are out. Brandon, thanks for bringing the world down. I appreciate it.
Like gravity. Hold
Matt,
it down.
Hopefully the pizza will be good tonight. My wife really wants a good pizza. Can you recommend Domino's or Mario's or Marco's?
I have an amazing ghost kitchen for you.
Yes, you do. All right, we'll see everybody next week. Hopefully Caleb will be back and we can bring this back. Thanks to our guest, Mike, and the Boogeyman, and Felice, and see everybody next week.
And Brandon. I'm right here.
And Brandon.
I'm sitting right here.
Let's go, Brandon. See everybody next week. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sign.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.